was we had a I don't people like R. Sherman Miller, who was a so-called Grand Cyclops of the Golden Circle, the Aryan Knights, the Ku Klux Klan. A long period of time, he called me at least 4 or 5 times a week and just harassed me. I'd hang up, and he'd call me back one day and said, "Listen, Brother McCall," said, "all I got to do is just sit here in my wheelchair." He was a cripple, World War One, I think. And said, "all I got to do is sit here and call you every 10 minutes all day long. So you want to talk to me 10, 15 minutes, or you want me to sit here and call you every 10 minutes?" I said, "I believe I'll let you, I'll talk to you." And so, but the trouble was, he called maybe once every day. And he was very abusive, and, you know, he was very radical. He didn't, you know, he put out that little paper that he put out. I don't think he had over 2 or 3 members of his organization. His brother-in-law that pushed him around in a wheelchair, and maybe 1 or 2 others. But he was loud, and he'd call me at home, he'd call me at the office. And we had some other, like Roger Tyler. There were a number of just real radical people here that, because I was sort of visible out there, chairman of the president of the school board, why all the, you know, say the nuts. Some thought we ought to integrate immediately, and those thought we ought to integrate never. Ought to go up and defy the federal judge and go to the jail. They just give you trouble. And I run into them off and on every time you take any kind of stand. You always got a bunch of far-out people that are going to harass you and call you up and write you mean letters.